KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Joining me here in the studio for the first time making their KHUM radio debut, The Hill.
Yeah!
You've been here before with various bands. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's do a quick round of intros and then jump right in.
Well, I'm Burley Dent on the six-string gift fiddle. Over here in the corner, we got the Space Goose on the drums, a.k.a. J-Lo. The Natural One, Mr. Joel Booker, on the five-string bass and the harp. The very lovely and very sassy Nikki on mandolin. And we have got Mr. Johnny Marder on the chicken-picking six-string this afternoon. The devil had to write a song, and we played it all night long. But don't you know the booze made me forget? It sounded awful good, and I'd play it if I could. But that song is gone, and that's my one regret. Well, Jesus, please help me remember. I know it ain't a thing you wanna hear. Smoking, drinking beer. Well, that song is way too rowdy for this earth. But if you can't play and don't mind if I stay, well, I'll help you write a new one for what it's worth. Well, Jesus, please help me remember. I know it ain't a thing you wanna hear. Well, Lord, just help me remember. I give up smoking, drinking beer. Smoking, doing coke, and chasing whores, and drinking beer.
All right, and we have here in the studio The Hill. Good Lord, that is a righteous sound that you guys make. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Hill, Burley Dent, I'm gonna let you explain that one.
Well, that's a true story. It's about the time I got really inebriated with Satan. And couldn't remember the song that we had written, and like I always do when I turn into trouble, got down on my knees and called on God, and God didn't want to redo that song, so we wrote a new one. And that's what it sounded like.
I hope that when you turn in the publishing for that, you put God as a co-writer.
God's got enough co-writing credits. He can do me a solid. I'm just trying to get by.
Let's do another one from the Hill live in the KM studio.
This song is called That Hat Don't Make You Country. Riding around on horses in your fancy video shoe, no size belt buckle in a rented pickup truck. All that pretend country, just a way to make a buck, 'cause of being country. Ain't about style. You pretended. Well, boy, it really makes me smile. On CMT, guess what I saw? A Yankee rapping a country song. And that ain't all. They're riding around in limos in $1,000 suits. All that money wasting, it makes me wanna puke. Being country ain't about style. You pretending. Well, boy, it really makes me smile. I can't seem to stand it. It gets under my skin. It sounds so unauthentic, I can't even begin to tell you that I hate it, but I can tell you when. I'm rolling up a big old hood and smoking with my friends, 'cause being country ain't about style. You pretended. Well, boy, it really makes me smile. Well, being country, you know it ain't about style. You pretended. Well, boy, it really makes me smile. It makes me smile. It makes me smile.
Studio, they play at the Lager Bar on which date again, Burley Dent?
Tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening at what time?
9. We're just getting started 9-ish, as they say around these parts.
Are you sharing the bill?
We're not. We're just gonna hanging out there on our own.
Now, you are country. Where are you from?
Ohio, originally.
Ohio. You are an expert on what makes somebody country.
No, but I am an expert on getting frothy mad when I listen to the state of current country music, or what they're calling country.
CMT is terrible.
Yes.
It's objectively terrible.
Certainly. And I wouldn't have found myself watching it were I not in the Trinity County Jail that happens to have cable TV and a very pop country music fan base.
Now, I don't know what the next question should be, but let's just start with this. They have cable in jail?
They certainly do. Nah, they don't.
I don't even got cable at home.
Note to self. If you need cable, go to jail. Can I ask, or is the judge not allowing you to talk about it?
It is a fairly long and complicated story, but let's just say all charges were dropped. All charges were dismissed.
Where is the Trinity County Jail?
It is in Weaverville.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you live?
I live here. I live in Myrtletown.
What were you doing in Weaverville?
Well, I used to own land out in Wildwood.
Okay.
Way out in Trinity.
How was that going?
Pretty sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a hoot.
Are you secesh?
Sure.
No,
yes.
No, seriously. Like, were you? I mean, people out there would like to form their own Jefferson State.
I'm down with Jefferson.
You're down with Jefferson?
100%.
Tell us why.
Because I've never been south of Santa Cruz.
That's all I need to know.
That's it. That's
never
it.
Never been south of Santa Cruz.
Yep. I don't know what the rest of the state has to do with me, and I'm not too curious to find out.
That sounds exactly like the rationale. Okay, then we've got it. We've got it pegged. Real quick, your bass player, your man over here, Joel. Hey, Joel.
Howdy.
Now your beard is two-tone.
It is indeed.
Why don't you step up to that microphone and explain what's happening on your face?
Well, at about 18, I seem to have lost pigmentation in my face. Apparently, it's something called vitiligo.
You have real life vitiligo.
Real life vitiligo.
And is it spreading? Because it's only like, it's asymmetric.
It spreads at a slow pace, but it did most of it spreading right off the bat. Started out a little dot, quickly went to a quarter of my face, and stopped.
So, okay, so what you've got like brown hair? Like
it's more of a red.
Yeah, it's like a brown
I'd
red
say
beard.
Rust.
Yes.
Rusted. It's a rusted beard with a bit of a white patch going.
It's Beach Tacoma rust. And you've got, it's just white. Now, are you albino under there?
I am indeed albino. Sun is not my favorite.
Why?
I get burned real fast.
Now, I asked you this before, and you had a gentleman's answer. And the question was, does having the vitiligo beard give you game at the bars?
I said, I have a wife, so I wouldn't know, but between you and me, it sure does.
I hope she's... I actually hope she is listening.
I hope so, too.
It's like you have a conversation piece right on your face.
I do.
Am I taking this too far?
No.
Can't go too far.
All right.
The carpet. The hill. The drapes.
All right, so again...
No, it does not.
Okay, final question about the vitiligo. I've never met anybody with vitiligo. All I know is Michael Jackson. I don't feel like he was the best representative of that community. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go to the Michael Jackson and get my face replaced and skin bleached. So.
But at some point, your entire face will be as white as the driven snow.
I hope not.
Okay. But stay out of that sunlight, though.
It burns. It hurts.
SPF 3000, man. All right, the Hill is here. They play at the Lager Bar tomorrow. And let's do another tune, guys.
All right, this one's called Westbound.
Make it home right on time. With a little luck, I'll make it home right on time. In that county line, and with a little luck, man. make it home right on time. With a little bit of luck, I'll make it home right on time.
Very good band.
Liquid Cactus.
That's right. We battled together at the Battle of the Bands that never happened down in Rio Del. Aww. Long story, but the police busted it before it ever happened, and we met on the side of the road.
I'm going to need to go drinking with you guys as a band at some point. But
tomorrow night at the Lager.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. Well, here's my last question. Joel, with the half-white beard.
Yes, sir.
I need to interview you about many things, but let's just do this. You're covered. You can sit this round out, but we're going to start with Burley Dent.
Yes, sir.
I would like each member of your band to find a microphone to talk into, and I would like each member to tell us which medical abnormality do you have? And I'll start. Well, actually, let me think. Give me a minute on this. But why don't you start, Burley? What kind of medical abnormality do you have?
Does the criteria say that this has to be a natural?
No, it could be like if you've been shot in the leg with an arrow.
I had my head dented in a mixed martial arts contest. my forehead. No, it's all right. It's funny now. But 10 years ago, it was really hard to swallow. Because I didn't always have a giant dent in my forehead. And then with my last name being Dent, insert joke here.
Oh, my.
So
that's pretty great.
That's your last name?
Yeah. Damn, put me on blast on the radio.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I can go next.
We got the drummer over there. J-Lo.
Space Goose.
Space Goose.
The Space Goose.
What's your medical abnormality?
I don't know my left and rights. You'll commonly find me putting up the L's on the hands to see, make sure my right is still a backwards L.
That counts.
No matter where I go.
Doesn't know left from right. All right, that's a pretty good one. All right, and why don't you step up to the microphone, lead guitarist?
I'm extremely socially awkward.
Does that count?
I don't even want to push it. All right, and then we've got Nikki on the mandolin. Nikki, what have you got? What's your problem?
I have three nipples.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
I might. Seriously. Go ahead.
I mean, I have this... I mean, I don't know. I don't want to share it on the radio. I had to go to the doctor yesterday. I have this thing on my face.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just ask, did they have to burn it off?
They didn't.
Okay.
No, they didn't. Hardcore antibiotics. So,
okay.
Jeez.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys very much for sharing with us. Exactly. We're all... just as God made us.
Now we're better friends.
Exactly. Yes. I feel like we shared a bond. Let's do one last song from the Hill, and then everybody go drinking with them and ask them. You know what? If you, the KM listener, if you have a medical abnormality, go to the Lager Bar tomorrow night.
We will give you the mic.
Be with your brethren.
You can share this airing of laundries.
All
All right, let's do it.
All right, this one's called Sitting Here.
And I've been to church, I've been high up on the mountain, I've been busted up and hurt, I've been running from the sheriff, I got caught up with the law, I've made my mama cry, I've been beat up by my pa, and I ain't going nowhere, I'm gonna sit down in this chair, I'm gonna do what I came to do. Smoke me a joint, gonna have me a drink or two. How about you? Can't recall her name. I treated her real bad. She loved me just the same. I left her in a hotel room, but I didn't pay the bill. Don't know why I acted the way I think it's just a thrill. And I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna sit down in this chair. I'm gonna do what I came to do. Smoke me a joint, gonna have me a drink or two. Well, I don't mind growing up, cause I face the alternatives. I'm thinking about my awful past and all that things I did. I'm looking like an old man while I'm feeling like a kid. Running with my demons, trying to turn with the skid. And I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna sit down in this chair. I'm gonna do what I came to do. I'm gonna smoke me a joint, gonna have me a drink.
KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.